Our top stories, a tense diplomatic and military standoff between the US and Iran has descended into a verbal sniping match, with Donald Trump threatening obliteration and Iran branding the US president mentally retarded. Iran says the latest US sanctions announced this week are both hideous and stupid. In response, Mr. Trump has lashed out, saying any attack on anything American will be met with great and overwhelming force. Iran says the US approach has killed any chance of a diplomatic solution to the crisis in the Gulf. Mobile phones will be banned from Victorian classrooms during school hours from next year. Students will have to leave their devices in their lockers for the entire day, including all breaks at all state primary and secondary schools. The Victorian government hopes the ban will reduce cyberbullying and also increase social engagement. Three of the nation's top media bosses will come together today to demand much greater protection for whistleblowers in the media. In an event at the National Press Club, ABC Managing Director David Anderson, News Corp's Michael Miller and Nine's Hugh Marks will argue that media freedom is under serious attack following raids on the home of News Corp journalist Annika Smethurst and also on the ABC's Sydney headquarters. It's believed the child has died after a house fire in the New South Wales Hunter Valley overnight. Emergency services were called to a property at Singleton, 80 kilometres northwest of Newcastle, at around 3:30 this morning. Crews are expected to be at the scene for much of the day.